Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Speaking of TV, obviously the TV event of the weekend will be Eurovision. It is actually happening. It's happening for real. And it is very exciting because Ireland, we are in with our greatest shout of winning the contest since 1996, but when we last won it. Bambi Thug representing Ireland, they're mega charged after Tuesday's semi-final performance, which got a huge television audience in Ireland, despite all of the plans for protests and so on. Also, that performance semi-final alone watched 4 million times on YouTube in just a few days. So even if they don't win outright, Bambi has a huge, massive career ahead of them across Europe. But the hopes are still very much alive. We're going to go live to Malmö now in Sweden, to meet Frank Dermody. He's a Eurovision superfan, crazed, dazed and amazed. Good morning, Frank Dermody.
Good morning, how are we doing?
Very well, thank you. And we better establish your credentials because you have a very lofty title in the Irish Eurovision Fan Club, Mr. President.
That's indeed correct, yes I am. Now, super fan as well. So.
Yes, super fans. Before we get too excited, how many members of the Irish Eurovision Fan Club are there?
We're close to 900 now.
Are you? Oh, that's actually quite a few. It's quite bigger than some political parties.
Yeah, we are growing quite rapidly as well after this week.
So I'd imagine.
I wouldn't be surprised if we topped up nearly the 1,000.
Yes, so. And maybe after this morning. Is it easy to join the Eurovision Fan Club?
Oh, it's very, very easy. You just go to ogae.ie/join or just look up the Irish Eurovision Fan Club and you can find us there.
You'll find them very easily. We're getting your shout out very early because you lose the run of yourself very shortly once we talk about this. Come here to me, Frank Dermody. You've been in the mosh pit, haven't you, if we can call it that, with the other fans from all across the continent. What have they been saying about Ireland's chances?
They're so excited. They're absolutely delighted that we've qualified.
Yes.
It's a great feeling to see when the country does well, particularly one that they all love and enjoy. Mm-hmm. But to see the artistry and to be there, seeing it so close up next to what Bambi was doing, phenomenal. People just lost themselves. Unbelievable.
And it just landed at a lovely time. It looked so different to everything else that was happening and it really, really stood out. And they're a fantastic singer.
It's one of the most unique things I've ever seen.
Yeah. And you've seen a lot at Eurovision.
A little more than most, yes, I would say. But this would be my 10th Eurovision now, yes.
Oh, this is your 10th actually attending. That is a lot of Eurovision.
Oh, it is indeed. It is indeed.
The counselling is going to be very expensive. I do love it. By the way, are there many Irish fans over there?
We have a good few hundred from the club over here at the moment, and there is about 2,000 or 3,000 at least wandering around, and it's growing quite rapidly as people are contacting me how to get final tickets, how do we get over here. The atmosphere is crazy. It's amazing and it's electric.
It's built since the semi-final, since the qualification. Everyone is going, we want to be there now.
That's it. And people who were going, oh, we may not come, are now suddenly going, I'm missing out. Yeah. This is our best chance ever. It's unbelievable. We can take this home and we will take this home.
Do you really think we're actually going to win this?
It's unbelievable. And if you look at the placements that we have in the final, we've got one of the three prime spots.
What is the prime spot?
It means that the organisers believe we can win as well.
Oh, you're really now starting the conspiracy theories. Where is Ireland actually placed in the final? That's a part I haven't been following.
We are 10th place.
Oh, beautiful. That is the sweet spot.
That's it indeed.
Do you know what I hope they don't do? Because in the semi-final they picked the screaming part of the performance, which I thought didn't do the song favour or justice. You know, when they play the short clip for the voting sequence. So that'll be important.
That's it. It can be a little bit jarring for people, I understand. Maybe there's another part that they could be using. There's so much. It's an entire story. But that's up to the artist and the delegation to decide.
Yeah, it's a massive, it's a mega performance. Come here, how does it feel for you? You've done 10 of these Eurovision finals. I presume you haven't seen Ireland very often then, in that case.
I've seen it qualify a few times, Niamh Kavanagh, Jedward, but this is the most electric. Because if we win, I have to organise all the nightlife in Dublin. I'm assuming it's going to be in Dublin, of course. And part of me is having a bit of a wobble during the week. But it's real. It's happening. We can do this.
Very good. Okay, now we better talk about that. There are other countries in this. So the countries we need to beat tomorrow night, who are the ones we have to beat, basically?
Croatia. Incredibly amazing performance.
Baby
very good
lasagna.
Rock entry. Baby lasagna, that's it. Switzerland. Phenomenal vocals.
Stick with Croatia, because that's the clip
amazing
I have.
Staging.
Stick with Croatia. I didn't think the staging was great for this. But they have that whoa thing, which gets the crowd going.
That's it. But it's when it turns back and all the hands are in the air doing the dance with the up and down, gets you going.
They are currently the runaway favourites if you're following Eurovision odds and all that crack. Switzerland, second favourites at the moment. Well, actually, I don't know if you're aware of this. I presume you do because you know everything, Frank. But Israel have hurtled up the odds and are now the second favourite to win Eurovision this year. It's a big ballad.
They put on a good performance last night.
I got into the final. A good performance last night, despite everything. And we'll come to that in a second, because I'm interested about the atmosphere. But we'll just do the favourites at the moment.
Sure. We have various other countries. It's an incredibly strong performing year as well.
Switzerland, I thought the staging again didn't live up to the song, because there's a phenomenal music video that Nemo has in their performance.
It seemed a little disjointed at times, but you can't fault the singing. That was flawless.
Operatic.
Absolutely. A trained opera singer as well.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes. But to be able to hold those notes while spinning around so fast, phenomenal talent.
Yeah, big reaction there as well last night. So they're the three red-hot favourites, really. And then it's Ireland. And there are a couple of dark horses around. I would imagine a lot of people are very surprised that the Netherlands isn't the raging hot favourite, because it's the one everyone's talking about. Can you describe to anyone who hasn't seen Europapa?
It is quintessentially Eurovision. It is bonkers. It is Dutch. It is everything you want from a high-energy Eurovision song. Mm. And the only way to describe it is to watch it, and then you're going, yeah, that's Eurovision. But it's done so well, and it's so much fun. And it's a really, really touching message at the end about his parents.
Very, because I didn't realise that. There's a really sad bit at the end where he's talking to his parents about uniting the world and all that. Both of his parents died when he was a child.
That's right. But he dedicated the song to his father and mother as well. But his father's dream was to live to see a united Europe of people being able to travel back and forth. And that's what the theme of the song is about.
Good timing. That's Juice Klein. He's a rapper. And to put it in context, the most popular songs this year have about 5 million streams on YouTube, except for this one, which has 24 million YouTube hits so far in just a month or so. There's the crazy frog bit. But the kids love it, don't they? In particular, kids love it.
Oh, they absolutely do. Absolutely do.
And that brought the house down last night.
It really did. It was a great ender to the show. Absolutely left on a high note.
Okay, so there's a lot of stiff competition. Ireland are very, very, very looking very, very comfortable at the moment. And it's all going to be down to the night, Frank Dermody.
Whew. We are one of the most unique things out there. We stand out. We're different, and Bambi is a phenomenal talent.
They're already texting me here. If Bambi wins, could it bankrupt RTE?
No, for one very good reason.
Yes, go on.
Liverpool, the whole city last year, made about 35 million off the Eurovision.
Is that
they invested
the
in it.
Did?
They made it a festival the entire week long, and I see no reason as to why Ireland can't do that as well.
And also, the European Broadcasting Union, they pay for a lot of it, don't they?
Yeah.
Not an official answer, but I think they do. I think that's the whole thing. Now, come here. Has Israel's involvement and the protests, has that affected the atmosphere and the build-up to this in the city where you are?
The city is a lot more muted than a Eurovision city normally would be.
Is that right? And
that is unfortunate after coming to so many, but these things can't be helped, unfortunately. Yeah. There is a large security presence in the city, but the locals aren't worried and they're acting like this normal, so why should we be worried?
Very Swedish reaction. There were thousands of people protesting, but it was far, far away from where Eurovision was being held, and they're expecting about 20,000 protesters tomorrow night. But the TV audience figures, they've been very, very, very big. And unfortunately for those calling for a viewers boycott, because Ireland's in the final, it's going to be very large numbers watching as well tomorrow. And that's it's focusing on the music. I love that the presenters are funny this year, Frank.
Petra is a seasoned Eurovision presenter at this stage. This is her third time at it. They're phenomenal, and they bring that joviality back to it, and they bring you in as well.
Yeah,
so which is great.
Last year in Liverpool, we were expected to be funny because Graham Norton was the presenter, but it was all very serious and po-faced. It was kind of zero crack considering. So it's good to see it. Listen,
Hannah Waddingham was the real star that night.
Because she was singing. Someone's saying here, it is factually incorrect to say that we all love Eurovision. Many people don't. I don't think anyone said that. Thank you for your grumpy message, Dexter. My favourite performance so far was Johnny Logan singing Euphoria, says Brenda. That was on Tuesday night.
That was phenomenal. It was so great to see Johnny back on the live stage, and particularly the semi-final that Ireland was performing in.
Yeah, exactly. I never thought of that, actually. It was good to see. Listen, we're very excited. We'll all be watching here, RT1 Television, from 8 o'clock tomorrow night. 4 hours of Marty Whelan mustache deep in his Baileys and making beautiful, snippy remarks about our rivals. Enjoy it. Do you have to do kind of stretches and everything to stand? I presume you're standing, Frank. Or are you in the seated?
We're standing and we're right beside the stage. So right, one of the advantages of being in the fan club is you get to be right next to the action.
Oh, I see. Okay. And so it's easier to get tickets and all that if you're in the fan club. So it's very, very, very worthwhile.
That's it, yeah.
Mr. President. 4 hours standing up. God.
It's very tempting to go seated more and more, the more years I go to it.
Enjoy it, all right?
Thank you very much.
Enjoy it and come on, Ireland. That's Frank Dermody. He's the president of the Irish Eurovision Fan Club, and you can join up. Just look it up online and you'll get yourself there.